Hi, this is Nathan W. Bingham, host of Renewing Your Mind, and I want to invite you to join us in Orlando for our Ligonier National Conference. Beginning May 23rd, Christians from around the world will gather to hear biblical teaching and enjoy fellowship together. This year's theme is The Way, the Truth, and the Life. Over 3 days, we'll focus on the person and work of Jesus Christ. To learn more and register, visit ligonier.org/2024.
Welcome to 5 Minutes in Church History, hosted by Dr. Stephen Nichols, where we take a little break from the present to go exploring the past. Travel back in time as we look at the people, events, and even the places that have shaped the story of Christianity. This is our story, our family history. Let's get started.
On this episode of 5 Minutes in Church History, I am joined by a very good friend of ours, Pastor Suhel Michelin, all the way from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. Pastor Michelin, welcome to 5 Minutes in Church History.
It is a privilege for me to be with you on the program once again. And just as you said, this is a fascinating topic that we will be speaking today.
Yes, I am so anxious to get into this with you. I want to say, too, not only are you joining us from the Dominican Republic, so we appreciate that, but also you currently have a sinus infection. We all know about these Saharan winds that are blowing, and you are currently suffering from that. So we appreciate that you're going above and beyond here to be with us to talk about what really is a fascinating story, and it's the story of the Bible in the Spanish language. So could you please just tell us a little bit about the earliest attempts to translate portions of the Bible into the Spanish language? Who were some of the people that were involved in that story?
Well, beginning in the 13th century, several translations began to appear, both in Spanish and Catalan, but the most well-known versions come out of the 16th century, despite the considerable opposition of the Spanish Inquisition. The first was that of Juan de Valdés, disciples of Erasmo de Rotterdam, who had to flee Spain around 1529 after publication of his work on Christian doctrine. While in refuge at the court of Naples, he translated Matthew and Luke, the Pauline epistles, and the Psalms. A few years later, in 1543, at just 20 years old, Francisco de Encinas published his translation of the whole New Testament in the city of Antwerp. Sadly, he died of the plague in late 1552, at the young age of 34 years old. We know that at that time of his death, he was working on the translation of the whole Bible. In 1553, 1 year later the death of Encinas, a version of the Old Testament whose translators were two Jews, Abraham Uske and Top Top Apias, was published in Spanish. This version is known as the Bible of Ferrara, as it was dedicated to the Duke of that city. There are the first known versions of the Bible in the Spanish language.
Well, I think we're going to have you back sometime to talk about Encinas. That's a fascinating story. But after him and his work, there was a Spanish New Testament that was published in Geneva, in Calvin City, in 1556. Could you tell us a little bit about that, please?
Yeah, it is Juan Pérez de Pineda's New Testament, which was published at Jan Crispin's printing press in 1556. It is considered the best of the early Spanish versions of the New Testament. An important fact to emphasize here is that this version of the New Testament was introduced as contraband in Spain, promoting the Reformation movement among Spaniards, and it would play an important role in the history of the most widely used Bible among Spanish-speaking evangelicals, the Reina Valera version. In the Lord's Providence, one of the storage warehouses that was used in Spain to hide the Bibles translated by Juan Pérez was the monastery of San Isidoro de Santiponce, located near Seville. Some 40 monks lived there, many of whom were led to Christ and embraced the Protestant Reformation. Among these monks were Casiodoro de Reina and Cipriano de Valera, as well as Antonio del Corro, another person who would later figure very important to the history of the gospel in Spain?
Well, we are just getting started with the story of the Bible in the Spanish language, and we're about to hear about Rina and Valera. But you're going to have to join us next week, and we will once again have Pastor Suhel Michelin with us here in the studio to continue the story. Well, I'm Steve Nichols, and thanks for listening to 5 Minutes in Church History.
For more information or to listen to past episodes, please visit 5minutesinchurchhistory.com.